In recent years, dozens of states have passed anti-transgender laws aimed at young people. New research from the Trevor Project documents how those laws negatively impact the transgender young people in those states. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin explains, and a warning, this story mentions suicide.
The state laws vary. They're about how transgender young people can do things like play sports, go to the bathroom at school, access gender-affirming medical care, and more. Between 2018 and 2022, 19 states passed one or more of these laws. That's the period the researchers here focused on.
I'm Dr. Renita Knack, and I'm the Vice President of Research at the Trevor Project.
The Trevor Project runs a 24/7 crisis line for LGBTQ youth and does suicide prevention research. Nath and her colleagues set to find out what effect these laws were having on the rate of suicide attempts. They took a sample of 61,000 young people across these 19 states and looked at past year suicide attempts in each state before the anti-trans laws were passed and after they were passed.
This is the first of its kind peer-reviewed study that found that state-level anti-transgender laws caused up to a 72% increase in number of past year suicide attempts among trans and non-binary youth.
She says there was a slight increase right after the laws were passed, but the biggest spike came 2 and 3 years after enactment, especially for those 17 and younger.
The model was very sophisticated. It took into account everything we could control to really isolate the causal impact. And to see these numbers after everything was taken into account and the model still held, that was very striking.
The study was published in the journal Nature Human Behavior. Brittany Charlton of Harvard Medical School was not involved in the research. She finds the large sample size and methods impressive.
It's contributing to the growing body of evidence that demonstrates that these discriminatory anti-LGBTQ policies have harmful effects on health.
The study only looked at laws through 2022. Since then, more state laws aimed at LGBTQ plus young people have been enacted around the country. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
And if you or someone you know may be considering suicide or is in crisis, call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.